Hey, Hetty, I have reviewed your Module 3 Learning Activities assignment, and I'm going to give you feedback on that assignment with this audio podcast. You will never believe where I am. I'm right now seated about, I don't know, 10 feet from a lake, looking out over the lake. So if you hear my dog or some kids laughing, it's because I'm sitting up in Galway, New York, right at the edge of a lake. So anyway, like I said, I've reviewed your learning activities assignment, and I'm going to give you feedback overall. I think that your course looks fantastic. I would actually love to take this course. It's extremely well thought out, consistent, consistent from module to module, and set up very well in terms of the types of activities that you're having the students do. I can't wait to see this course in your course shell, and I'm really looking forward to seeing that. So I'm going to go through module by module and give you some suggestions and comments and feedback that I came across as I reviewed the course. So I love, I can really see the work that you've done so far, really see where you're going with the course. It's very clear in terms of the structure. I love the module titles. The one thing I wanted to mention was to make sure that you, okay, there's a sailboat going by, so the dog is barking, sorry. To make sure that I can't tell here, and I won't be able to tell really until you lay this out in your course shell, but it's important to think about the titles of the subheadings as you structure your course and the titles of the documents. And so, for example, the titles of your discussions or any of the assignment activities, you're going to need to put energy into those as much as you did for the module titles so that they are engaging and that they convey instructional information and act as advanced organizers for the students so that they can begin at the glance level to understand, some information about the content and how you've chosen to carve up the topics of the course. That conveys important contextual information for the students and provides some instructional value for them in the form of advanced organizers. So keep that in mind as you transfer this material into your course. So your overall structure, generally, as I see that you've laid this out, you have the students read some stuff. In module one, they're going to do some breaking the ice activities, and they're going to create their blog. I love that you're using a blog. I love, love, love that you've created a student lounge, and that there's kind of a little contest there, and you're going to send them a piggy bank, which I think is fabulous. And you're going to use MindBloom. I'm blown away. I love that you're going to use this tool to help them create a plan and a goal that they're going to identify and execute in your course. It's fantastic. Can't wait to see this take shape. So you're going to have them introduce themselves and talk about what they hope to learn in the next couple of, during the 12 weeks that they're in the course, and then you want them to respond to a couple of their classmates. You know, as I was reading this, I was just really wondering if there wasn't some additional question you could ask, like, or some little inventory that they could take that could, and that you could find out there that I'm sure exists, that they could take to see what their, relationship towards money is or what their profile might be, and that they could come back and talk about that a little bit in their intro. I'm just wondering, what it is, and the reason that I'm saying this, and there are many other ways that you could do this, that's not the only way, but the reason that I'm saying this is because I'm not sure what kind of interaction is going to be engendered simply by posting their bios and what they hope to learn. unless you instruct them, you know, with some other question that is going to have them really be able to engage and interact over it, I'm just not sure that it's going to really authentically have them have a conversation. So the instructions will be important for this for this particular discussion, to make sure that it is actually going to be in, authentically interactive. So I like the question that you're asking in their blog post. I want to make sure that you are going to, in the instructions, have the students read each other's blogs. Of course, I'd like to see rubrics. You use rubrics to help guide the students' performance and make sure that they know and understand what they're supposed to be doing. And then provide examples and models for the different types of assignments so that they further understand what you're looking for and how to, you know, some kind of an exemplar so that they know what to go for in the assignment. In Module 2, they're going to read some stuff. They're going to do a worksheet, and I wonder if that's something you're going to distribute to them or is it an online thing. They're going to listen to a podcast, and they're going to determine their net worth using some exercise without really seeing what those exercises are. It's hard to understand, you know, what you're going to call the exercise, how you're going to instruct them in the exercises, and, you know, are you having them fill out spreadsheets or passing out handouts essentially as attachments, and then how they're going to turn that stuff into you and whether or not that's going to be privately to you or if they're going to share some of that information with others in the class. I think wherever it's feasible, I would recommend that you have them share the stuff publicly. Obviously, if it's, you know, private financial information, you might not want to do that, but my suggestion would be for you to look first to see if there is an opportunity for them, you know, to submit their assignments so that everyone can see it. There's a tremendous value to having students look at each other's work, at much more instructional value to that than them just privately, individually submitting something to you and having your feedback on it. So I would recommend that where that's possible, you try that. So they're going to listen to podcasts, they're going to determine their net worth, as I said, and they're going to create their financial goals in MindBloom. All of that looks really good. In the discussion, you're going to have them discuss their relationship with money and how it's shaped. So that's not a discussion. That's really a written assignment. You're asking them to write down what their relationship with money is, and then you're asking them to write down their main financial concern, and then you're asking them a yes or no question. Do you know your credit score? None of those are discussion questions. So it's fine to collect that information in a discussion, but then once they've documented that, essentially, then you need to ask them a question. And in a couple of places in your course, one of the things that I noticed is that the discussion question, what you have framed as a discussion question right now, really is not a discussion. And you might want to consider flipping, you know, what you currently have as a discussion assignment with the blog assignment. So you're asking them, you know, you discuss your relationship with money, discuss your main financial concern, and do you know your credit score? And then you say, please respond to two of your classmates' posts, right? So how are they, I mean, you need to think this through. How are they going to discuss that with each other? What is the, you know, authentic question that is being asked that will engage them and generate further interaction on the concepts being covered here, or the content being covered here? And honestly, I don't see how that is. This really is a written assignment, and And unless you ask some sort of a provocative or open-ended question at the end here, I don't see how that's going to generate any interaction. The blog post, on the other hand, is, you know, the role of women has changed over the last 20 years, and how has it affected the dynamics in your family or you personally? And that is a little bit, I mean, it's still really a personal reflection, and you could potentially tweak that question so that it opens it up and makes it more broad, a broader question that the students could interact or engage over. It would need to be tweaked, though, because right now it really is just framing a personal reflection. So my other question is, was, as I'm thinking about this, is, are you going to have the students read each other's blogs and comment perhaps on each other's blogs? And if so, I'm going to need to see that in the instructions for the assignment. Again, you need rubrics. All right. So the other thing I wanted to mention has to do with the activities and matching those up to the mechanisms for assessment and evaluation. So how are you going to assess whether or not they read the materials? How are you going to assess whether or not they listened to the podcast? I assume you're going to collect the worksheets and verify whether or not they have created their financial plan in MindBloom, but I don't see companion mechanisms for evaluation. So the formula is, you know, starting with your course objectives, design module level objectives, design activities to achieve those module level objectives, and then create mechanisms for feedback, assessment, and evaluation for each and every one of the learning activities. So if you have them read something, there should be a companion mechanism for assessment and evaluation. It could be as simple as a quick little self-test quiz. So it could you could use that, you know, self-grading thing that they could take multiple times just to guide their understanding of the reading materials or the podcasts. So think about, you know, everything you have them do, having some way to check it and having some way to provide evaluation and feedback on it and having some value in the course. So in Module 3, they are going to read investing mistakes, read articles on investments and risk tolerance, listen to a podcast, and work on their budget worksheet. They also have a discussion, and you're asking them if they know their risk tolerance. That's a yes or no question. If the portfolio went down, would they be able to sleep at night? That's a yes or no question. Do you have a type of personality that will be either saver or spender? And were you always this way? And that's a yes or no question. So I'm trying to understand where the question, you know, is here, the discussion question is here, and what the objective of this discussion is. Is it to self-reflect and understand oneself? And if that's the case, then this really is something that is more of a solitary activity, possibly more of a blogging reflection kind of an activity, since it really is to build awareness of their own sort of risk profile, right? You can change this, you can make this into a discussion question by thinking through what is it that you want them to interact and engage over in this. And this is the hard work of designing an online course, is really crafting questions that are going to be good at getting the students to engage and to interact on the concepts, the theories, the approaches, the processes, you know, really the meat of the course. course, and that's not really easy. And it, but you know what I'm saying is not that it has to be a complicated question. It can be a very simple question. Look at our course. The questions are not, paragraphs long. And yet the way that the rubric is designed and the way that my expectations and instructions have been laid out really helps students, guide students into digging into the content and engaging them in taking their own interests and applying the theories and the concepts to the things that they're interested in, and to really interacting on that and to helping the students understand how to take that conversation further. One of the techniques is to ask a question at the end of your discussion post so that another student who may have some similar interest or some insight into the topic can take the conversation further. So just keep that in mind as you are crafting your discussion questions. Now, again, you may want to think about flipping some of your blog post assignments and your discussion assignments. Just keep that in mind, that that might be a way to address this. In this particular module, you're having them list three things that they've done right, three mistakes that they've made, and three things they wish that they were able to do. That might be, I'm not sure about this particular example, but in any case, I'm going to leave that for you to, put your thinking cap on and think through how you can achieve what you're hoping to achieve. If you have questions or doubt about it, go back to the objectives. So remember that formula, that framework of having course level objectives, having module level objectives, designing activities that achieve those objectives, and then crafting, designing the assessments to go with those specific activities is your formula. That's the magic formula that will help you if you get stuck. So in module 4, it's about retirement planning. They're going to read some articles. They're going to listen to a podcast, and then they're going to have a discussion. And so your discussion questions in this module is, have you thought about how much income you need once you retire? That's a yes or no question. How do you envision your retirement? That's a little bit more open-ended. Then your blog post assignment is, does life expectancy statistics affect any of your financial planning decisions? Just trying to think. I don't know. I'm going to let you think this through and make sure that that you think that the assignment is going to achieve what your plan is in terms of the objectives for the module and for the assignment. Again, remember that you need to have some mechanisms for assessment on the readings and the podcast, and it could be that you're going to instruct them to make their thinking and their learning visible to you in the course of either the discussion or the blog post, but that's going to need to be explicit, and I just want to call your attention to it so that you know. In the retirement planning module here, we have readings and a podcast and a discussion. And they're going to analyze their funds. This one is a weird one. There's a bunch of typos, and that's another thing I wanted to mention to you. Be sure to spell check and to edit, because there are some typos, and some of them may not come up in a spell check because they're just odd. So like this one here, analyze your funds indexed or actively manages. And do you rebalance your funds every so often? And then it says written assignment ratios of bonds versus stocks. And these are questions, but they're not actually questions, or they're not discussion questions anyway. And there's a boat going by, the dog's about to bark. Actually, there's a ton of boats out there. Anyway, so I am unclear about this discussion question. It's not really a discussion. It's more of a written assignment. And so you need to get clear on if this is a discussion or a written assignment. And if it is a discussion, then it needs to actually function as a discussion, not as a written assignment. In your blog, you have them reflect on what they've learned, which I loved, some metacognitive journaling there, and what they think they might need to adjust in their investment portfolio. So I think that that's a good reflective activity. Some stuff, listen to a podcast, read some additional stuff, and then do a discussion. They're going to identify types of annuities as pros and cons. Do they think it makes financial sense for them? What can they do to protect themselves? So these are not really discussion questions. Like the first one is definitely not, and the second one could be tweaked. It's more of like a personal experience kind of a thing. So, you know, again, just think about it and see if there's something that you can do that can make sure either in the instructions or in the phrasing of the question itself to make sure that it is going to engage the students and result in that kind of back and forth conversation and interaction between the students in an authentic way, not in a forced way. I mean, you can say, you know, you can ask a yes or no question and then, you know, and tell the students that they have to respond to two of their classmates, and it'll be forced. It'll be not an authentic activity, and you know, learning will be impacted negatively. So just keep that in mind and think it through. Your blog assignment is reflecting on why people don't plan for a divorce or widowhood, and having them think about it and what that might mean to them personally, and that's interesting. Again, you might think about flipping, you know what I mean? Or converting some of your, what you're calling discussions, into written assignments. And then if you do that, then where possible, have them submit that so that everyone in the class can see it, not just you. Be sure to have assessments and feedback and evaluation for everything. Consider self-tests for the readings and the podcasts. Module 7 is your wrap it up. And you're also talking about fraud, theft, and identity. You know, I really like that you are having them ask any questions. Now, I was hoping that you would, in this question where they ask and review any questions about course content, I think you need to make that question, you know, better. Like, is there still anything that you want to know about, you know, financial management or about, you know, money management? Is there some burning question that you still have that we haven't, you know, that we haven't covered in depth or enough for you, or that you still have something that you still have to ask? And then I like the scam thing. That's interesting. And then somehow or another, you're going to facilitate a saying goodbye to each other type of a discussion. They're going to talk in their blog about one financial change that they're going to make right away. So you're asking them to talk about how they're applying what they learned in the course. And so that's really good and interesting. Thinking forward what future changes they might make, that all looks really good. The thing that I think is missing and what I might recommend to you is that you split out of module two, make another module, module eight, and call it, you know, the coffee shop or something. You know, you could even call it something, you know, money related. Trying to think of, you know, something, maybe like the, I don't know, something, you know, money related. And have that be your, like, your class community area. Have a bulletin board there for announcements. Have, you know, where are you putting the ask a question areas and the talk with the professor areas? Where are you putting the space for the students to network and socially interact outside the context of the discussions in your course? Where's your suggestion box? And then I know I see that you're asking them to provide feedback, but it would be good if you had, you know, a space for that, and you can put it in the class community area, and make sure that you check the course manual for descriptive feedback or culminating activity. I have a example there of a descriptive feedback survey that you could adopt or adapt. And I just want to mention that it's not a course evaluation, it's not a faculty evaluation, it's not something that you're going to share with your chair or your administrators or your university. It's something that you are doing. It's between you and the students, and the purpose of it is really for you to collect very specific feedback from the students that you can then use to revise and improve the course. And it's not enough to say, what did you like about the course or what could be improved? You need to ask very specific questions, because otherwise what they'll say is, I like the course. Or maybe, you know, it's too much work. You know what I mean? That's not specific enough and not useful enough. So check that out in the course manual and see if it's something that you think would make sense for you to add that additional module for the class community area. All right, Hedy, in general, you've done a fantastic job with your assignment and with this course so far. I can't wait to see it in your course shell. I'm really looking forward to it. Like I said, I would take this course. I love it.